In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning is part two of that two-part homily that began on Wednesday in regards to the gospel that you heard today. It's an extraordinary moment. The disciples are hiding in a locked room. No way in, no way out. They're protecting each other, guarding each other, but also suspicious of each other. They are hiding from the authorities. They believe that if anyone could get to Jesus, they could certainly get to them, and they were terrified. There was a question burning in their soul. How can we be released from these fears so that we can properly serve the Lord? But they were too frightened to even think about it. And in the midst of the chaos and confusion, Jesus shows up and he offers them his peace. He commissions them to ministry. He gifts them with the Holy Spirit. Again and again, Jesus shows up for those with fears. That's good news for you and I. Jesus shows up for those in the midst of their fear. Asking that fundamental question, how can I be released from my fears so that I can better serve, is a fundamental question now in the same way as it was thousands of years ago. The disciples didn't want to be in that room. They didn't want to feel that way. And yet they had no idea where to go from there. And so what does Jesus do then that he could do now for you and I? He encounters them and he extends his peace to them. He says, the fundamental issue is peace. What he doesn't say out loud is, you want security, but I can give you peace. Peace means you make your way through it, under it, over it, around it. But you're not secure. You're at peace with the journey that is coming towards you. And you can choose the direction, wherever that might be most healthy for you. But it's peace, not security. There's a difference. And the second thing he does is he commissions them. He says, despite all your fears and your anxieties, I commission you. You're valued. You're important to me. I believe in you, even when you can't believe in yourself. Jesus again and again invests himself in others and declares them worthy. This happens today for you and I in our relationship with Christ as well. And then he gives them the most extraordinary gift, the gift of the power of the Holy Spirit. Some of us describe that as that quiet voice deep within us that speaks to us and declares what is right and wrong and what is the healthiest direction and what is not. These three steps help release the disciples and open their mind to the scriptures so that they understand the how, what, when, why, and where of the Christian tradition. And that they understand, and it is unpacked for them, why Christ had to live, die, and rise again. Somebody once said to me, I'll accept any change as long as I know why. The disciples needed to understand the why. And sometimes what you and I are frightened of are things that have never even happened, but we're frightened that they might. And there's other times where our fears are very genuine. The fear of losing our job, losing our marriage, losing a child as they grow up and go in their own direction. The fear of going and sitting with the doctor and the doctor using the word cancer. The fear of an economy that is fragile at best. A political situation that's way beyond our control. The things that we are frightened of are most outside of us. But what happens is that the fear inside of us increases because we sit and overthink it. Instead of going to somebody that we trust and respect so that we can talk that fear through. Jesus' amazing gift to the disciples that day in that upper room was to say, your fears are real. They're legit. They matter. But we can walk through those fears, release you from those fears, so that you can truly be the disciple that you are called to be. Jesus' evidence of who he was is absolutely essential, and it's as relevant today as it ever was. He says to them, touch me. You see, one of their greatest fears was ghosts. You don't know this, but there's a whole lot of folks that still believe in those, still think there's ghosts, and they're terrified of them, mostly because they don't know their purpose or their function. And they were terrified Jesus was a ghost. And so he provided them with the evidence that he was real, that he was touchable, that he could speak, that he could understand, and that even he could eat. That was the reason for the fish, you know, because a ghost can't eat and digest food. So the evidence that Jesus presents to the disciples is critically important for a bodily resurrection, to believe that it wasn't just a spirit, but all of Christ that rose from the dead. Now, don't get me wrong, there's more to him, because he clearly has exceptional abilities and gifts now where he can move in and out of walls through doors without opening them. This isn't magic or an illusion. This is a transformed Christ inviting you and I to a transformed experience, getting through our fears beyond to what we're called to be. Jesus meets us where we are and invites us to grow. It's more than just meeting us where we are. It's the invitation to grow. It's saying that you can move beyond this moment in time. Some of us need to be reminded of that. That the next step for us will mean that we need to be continually transformed by Christ to meet the challenges and obstacles that are before us. Now, it may sound today as if there's an urgency to this, and for some of us, there would be. For others, you need to know that Christ not only accepts you the way you are, but wants you to move at your pace as his companion through the journey. It doesn't mean that you can stand still. It means that you may walk at your own pace. Remember the journey to Emmaus? Jesus walks with those men. They don't even recognize him for a really long time. The wonderful thing about Christ is that he never gives up on us. There's a tenacity and an endurance that even when it feels like we're pushing him away, he stays. There's tremendous comfort in knowing that our Savior, when we push him away, stays. Today, I just want to invite you to consider an important question. Are you satisfied at where you're at in your relationship with Christ today? Are there fears and anxieties blocking you from moving forward in your life, being able to embrace new opportunities, new experiences? And would you consider beginning the journey with Christ, studying his word, taking time in prayer, in meditation, spending some time with somebody that you trust that will hear your fears without judgment, and be able to walk you through that next step of spiritual maturity where you can embrace all the exciting possibilities that are waiting for you as you grow in your faith. Something to pray about. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.